the near-infrared imager and slitless spectrograph for the James Webb Space Telescope. Fourth, aperture masking interferometry, by Anand Sivaramakrishnan et al. The James Webb Space Telescope's near-infrared imager and slitless spectrograph, JWSTNIRISS, flies a seven-hole non-redundant mask, NRM, the first such interferometer in space, operating at 3 to 5 wavelengths, and a bright limit of 4 magnitudes in W2. We describe the NIRISS aperture masking interferometry, AMI, mode to help potential observers understand its underlying principles, present some sample science cases, explain its operational observing strategies, indicate how AMI proposals can be developed with data simulations, and how AMI data can be analyzed. We also present key results from commissioning AMI. Since the Allied Kernel Phase Imaging, KPI, technique benefits from AMI operational strategies, we also cover NIRISS KPI methods and analysis techniques, including a new user-friendly KPI pipeline. The NIRISS KPI bright limit is 8W2 magnitudes. AMI and KPI achieve an inner working angle of approximately 70 mas that is well inside the approximately 400 mas NIR CAM inner working angle for its circular occulta coronagraphs at comparable wavelengths. Dot. This was the near-infrared imager and slitless spectrograph for the James Webb Space Telescope. Fourth, aperture masking interferometry, by Anand Sivaramakrishnan et al.